And welcome to our show, Geeks Wired Podcast, where you're talking about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And I'm your host, Bill, and this week we have Ted.
Dave is great. Dave is great. Break me off a piece of that. Dave is great.
And Anna.
Hello, that's me. Okay, Ted says Dave is great.
Anna said it.
And the reason Dave is great.
There's many reasons why
there's
Dave
many
is
reasons.
Great. Dave is just great.
But Dave is has paid the sponsorship level on our Patreon.
Do, Dave is great.
So that's why Dave is great.
And good old Dave.
There's other Patreon options too. You can help support us with just even a dollar. That totally helps.
$1.
Which gets you into our Discord chat so you can chat with us. And you can also get
for less than the price of one cup of coffee. For less than 1/5 of a cup of coffee.
There's also the $5 one.
You can give us a dollar.
I want the $5 tier.
For $5, for less than one cup of coffee.
Depending on where you go.
You can get early access to our recordings.
Yep.
A private RSS link made just for you. Plus, you get
the Discord chat, too.
A Discord chat.
And actually, I forgot the dollar one. You do get special Reddit Flare.
And Reddit Flare. It's like Cloudflare, but on Reddit. Mm-hmm. And doesn't have anything with to do with denial of service attacks.
Yep. And there's a $10
one. $10
one
for just $10. We will stream the show live and let you listen to us live and chat with us in a special Discord live chat room during the recording.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
And then there's the advertisements.
And then the advertisement tier. You can be Dave.
He'd be one of the
Dave
many Daves.
Dave is great. Dave is great. Break me off a piece of that. Dave is great. So, Bill.
So, Ted.
What's going on this week?
Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Go. I have discontinued playing Pokemon Go, but...
This might bring you back.
They link it up with the Switch, too, right? Like the Let's Go...
Eevee and Pikachu.
Eevee and Pikachu. Don't they link up with your Pokemon Go in some
way? They can, yes. Anthony has lots of experience with that. He's talked about it the last few episodes.
So I might have to get a Switch and start playing Pokemon Go again.
You also can carry the little teeny tiny remote controller Pokeball that you can walk your Eevee or Pikachu.
Yeah.
I think you also get a Mew or a Mewtwo, he said.
Mew.
But.
I've been walking a Magikarp forever.
You haven't evolved that thing yet?
I did. And then they're like, if you want to get further on this quest, evolve a Magikarp. And I said, I'm not playing this game anymore.
He's sad because he actually evolved it before.
Like a week before.
Oh, yeah. No, I was part of that group.
Before that quest actually came up on his phone.
Plus, I'm kind of irritated because, like, I had played a lot and, like, had my phone open, you know, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
To, like, keep an eye out for fancy Pokemon and stuff. And so I had, like, a couple of the, you know, the ancient Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
The legendary?
Not the legendary, the ancient ones, the older ones. So the dinosaur-like ones. I'm trying to think of what they're called. There's a snail one and one that looks like a horseshoe crab. And there was one that looks like a bird, stuff like that. See, it's been so long, I already forgot all the Pokemon's names. Yeah.
Like fossil Pokemon?
Yeah, so the Omanyte and the one that's shown right there.
Which one?
Oh, that is the Omanyte.
Sorry. Yeah, like
and then the Kabuto. And then there was a Kaboos? Pterodactyl one, a dactyl or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Aerodactyl, yeah. And so I'd been getting these, like, just finding them.
Mm-hmm.
And like I was, you know, proud because not a lot of people had those. And then all of a sudden they're like,
they're everywhere.
All summer we'll just give you these things here. You know, it's not a big deal.
I don't think I have all of these. I don't know if they've released them all, though.
And it's sad. So I kind of stopped caring.
I can see that. Because you felt special, but then...
Well, yeah. I mean, I'd worked hard for it, and then everybody else is just getting it. And it's like, who cares?
Especially with all the community days that come up with Pokemon Go.
Actually, last weekend? Yeah. Was like the... accumulation community day. So all of the events that all the community days that happened over the year were repeated over from like Friday to Sunday or Monday.
Thanks for telling me about it.
Welcome.
I don't care. I mean, I got a couple shinies, but I got shinies before even community day.
I barely get shinies.
I only got one.
I think I have two, maybe three total.
I think I have four. I have four shinies. Yeah. But three of those shinies came from community days.
All of mine came from community days.
I
might have two or three.
I got a shiny just walking around one day. Excuse me. I'm sorry for coughing at you guys. Sorry. That's why I sound extra manly this week is because I've been sick lately. And that's also why I wasn't on last week. It's because I was busy trying not to die.
And also, you want to get our listeners sick.
I don't know how that would work.
It totally works, right?
Oh. Well, you're welcome. You're welcome, dear listeners, for not transmitting my sickness to you. I actually coughed so hard I pulled a muscle in my rib area. And it's just finally getting better to the point where I don't have to, like, stand in a special way so that I cough so I don't just start crying. I'm sure Anna was sick of me when I'd sneeze because they come on unexpectedly and they're quite forceful. I'd sneeze and then go,
Yeah, you definitely did that. Yeah, you were definitely dying.
I was a baby. It's scientifically proven that men feel sickness more forcefully than women do. So.
Or whine about it more.
Well, of course we whine about it more.
Maybe that's why. Your science,
it's
your science has failed
it's
you.
It's stronger.
It's not that painful.
I get sicker.
I guess.
What's it like to be sick?
It's horrible. I feel sick. Ugh, it's bad.
I guess they do compare like being really sick for a guy with like fever or flu, in comparison to a lady having a baby.
That's crazy talk.
Some of those pain levels, they...
I wouldn't go that far.
No.
But...
Not even, no.
But just be aware that if you're hanging around Anna and you get pneumonia real bad, you get a bad fever and stuff, she's going to, put on some of the most horrific stuff on the TV, and you'll just be powerless to stop it, and it'll just be part of your fevered dreams. Just, dear listeners... If you dare, and I'm telling you right now, trigger warning, look up the show movie Mermaid in a Manhole and decide if you want to watch that while you've got like an over 100 degree fever and are like on the verge of hallucinating.
I don't think I would watch that normally.
I know it was bad because he had pneumonia and he was definitely... out of it. He couldn't go to work or anything.
I couldn't leave the couch. In fact, I should have gone to the doctor probably 2 days prior, but we were poor and the doctor cost money.
See, that's where you get like the telemed thing. So you call the doctor up over your phone.
I couldn't. I mean, I couldn't afford that sort of stuff. Plus, I didn't have a phone that would do that. So we went down to the...
This was almost 10 years ago.
Yeah,
this was
a long ago. Okay, never mind. Okay, so, there was no telemed.
Yeah. I've used the telemed. It's really nice. Yeah. When my gout flares up on the weekend and I'm out of the anti-inflammatory medicine, I can just go to the telemed and they say, let me see your foot. And I show them my foot and they're like, wow, that's really big and swollen. I'm like, I know. And they're like, I've called it into your pharmacy. Thank you for playing. Mm-hmm. So.
And even if you you don't have insurance, I think it's like $15 just to call them up.
I don't think so, because even with insurance, there was a tier that was like $15.
Okay, maybe it's $50. Well, then that part sucks, unless it's really bad and you just, to go to the actual doctor, which costs a lot.
Technically, you probably don't have to pay them. You can just have them bill you.
Possibly, yeah.
That's America. You technically, if you're dying, they have to serve you. Mm. Probably not the telemed people, though.
Probably go to the real hospital for that. All right, back to Pokemon.
Yes, Pokemon. Trainers will be able to fight.
Each
feature
outfit.
Two teams of three Pokemon each facing off. Doo, doo, doo. Are they going to fight themselves, or do you fight like you fight a gym?
I believe you fight each other. Wait, well.
By tapping the screen?
Well, you can have earn up to three rewards per day battling other human trainers.
It should be fun.
A 4-minute match.
I might try it out.
Yeah. You'll come back into the Pokemon games?
Maybe. Another reason that I stopped doing Pokemon is that I was not walking as much because I got lazy for some reason.
And the snow definitely does
look. Well, the snow. I mean, this was before it even got cold. I just kind of stopped.
So you haven't been playing since just walking your phone gets you rewards now. Like, not even opening up the game. Because every Monday you get the rewards for how much you walked over the week.
No.
Yeah, that's a new thing too.
Well, and so another thing is that I have... I spent a lot of time like making sure I got the gems and got like max coins for the day and everything. And then I, in combination with the Google rewards, where you do the surveys and they give you money, I would buy coins and then buy the community box or the boxes to like the special deal where they give you like the...
Like the top tier one with all the...
Well, I'd get the ones... I'd look for the ones that give you the incubators, the super incubators. Mm-hmm. And because if you look at them, the super incubators are like 200 coins each or something like that. And like, so you'd look for one of those boxes that gave you super incubators for cheaper than 200 each. And then mm-hmm. those were the ones I'd buy. So I have a whole bunch of like lucky eggs and stuff that I never use because they came with it also. But I was only interested in the incubators. And I've been holding on to, I mean, I've maxed out. I have more than nine incubators. So I always have Pokemon in.
Mm-hmm.
In incubators, like all my eggs are in incubators, like all the time. But the thing is, I've got so many Pokeballs now. I mean, I'm just
like the grid box and
overflow.
So like
yeah. So if you look at the
limited
like
time sales going on.
Yeah, those little sales. You just wait for those, and then you know, say you have like 200 points or something like that, 200 coins. You just
Actually, now you have to go with 780.
Or excuse me, yeah, you gotta buy, but so if there's more than four super incubators in there, then it's worth it.
Yeah, there's three.
There's three, so that's not worth it. I wouldn't have bought that.
The ultra box is 14.
14 for how many coins?
Well, it's 1480 for eight. So we're talking 16.
16, yeah, that's worth. You save 120 coins. Plus, you get a bunch of those crappy pineapples. Who cares?
And premium raid passes and star pieces.
And the stars and the premium raid passes. So I've got.
See, they need silver pineapples in with that. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. I've got, let me look here. So I have 987 out of 1,050 items. That includes 130 max potions, 95 revives, 65 max revives, 31 lucky eggs, 29 incense, 13 raid passes.
How insensitive of you.
Yeah. I have 100 Pokeballs, 269 Great Balls, and 93... Ultra Balls. So like
I have like five Pokeballs, period.
Yeah, and it just then I got a bunch of berries and other stuff, but it just stopped being worth it to like go out and walk through the stuff because my bag was always full.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't finding any exciting new Pokemon.
Is he?
Did you further expand your item?
No, I just tried to burn storage. Through everything as fast as possible.
So many items do you get?
I still have the whatever.
You have the base one, don't you?
I might
or
have
did you extend
one
it?
Level up. I can get 350. Is 300 the base one?
I think it's like...
Or is it?
I thought it was like 200 or 250 or something.
Oh, maybe
like
I
that.
Have expanded my bag then.
See, and I can have 1,050 items and I can have 600 Pokemon. And right now, guess how many Pokemon I have?
I need to burn through my Pokemon. I can hold 350. I'm holding 302 right now.
I have 600 Pokemon.
My... My items is 600 that I can hold, and then I have 450 for my Pokemon.
I think I've been down to 50 Pokemon because I went through and I started like sorting them and deciding which ones were the good ones and all that using the IV calculator.
Yeah.
Basically destroyed all of my Pokemon because I'm like, you guys are not worth battling using in battles at all.
Yeah. So I do need to rescind my previous statement because if it was a green egg, a 2 kilometer egg, I wouldn't.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't put it in there. But I have 5 incubators in place right now, and I have 13 in various stages. That's 10 with 3 uses and blah, 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 blah. So, I mean, I've kind of, in my mind, I'm not max level, but I've kind of like hit all the possibilities in the game that kind of interested me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just kind of stopped. I liked fighting in the gyms and stuff, but one of the things that was annoying is like the gyms would just be, they'd all be blue like all the time. Mm. And so, and I'm blue, so I couldn't even do anything about it.
And they're full, so you can't do anything.
I've kind of stopped going to the Pokestops, but it's because like the friend items that get sent back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel like I accumulate a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you get a lot of stuff from those too.
And so,
that's where I keep on getting my Pokeballs when I have thrown them all away, and I'm like, well, I suck at throwing, or this thing just does not want to be caught.
So how many coins? I mean, what are you spending your coins on?
Nothing really. Occasionally I buy Pokeballs.
Do you have a ton of coins? You need to buy
I need to set stuff in gyms more often.
I never buy Pokeballs. I just kind of pick them up.
Yeah, I never buy Pokeballs.
I run out of Pokeballs so much that
That's when I would actually in the past go to the gym.
I think I just whatever the I think I ended up buying 20 Pokeballs for 100 coins not too long ago. Currently I'm sitting at like 295.
Oh, yeah. Like I have 174 coins. But like I did also a while back, I did spend like $30 one time on just coins because I figured, or $20
mm-hmm.
on coins because I figured I have spent a lot of time on the game and it's worth spending
investing
some actual money.
Yeah.
I haven't checked in a while, but my coins, I have 1242.
You should buy that. Oh, you can't.
Wow.
You don't have enough to buy that Ultra Box.
You still are short for buying the Ultra Box.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty close though.
Yep. And when I logged on just now, I got 6 coins because my Rhydon was sent back to me. So
nice.
Lots of fun.
Actually, that's the other thing. I'm waiting for one to come back. I didn't even heal it, do anything with it. I'm like, I'm ready for this gym to be destroyed so I can get my 50 Poke coins for the day.
So did, have you watched the Captain Marvel trailer?
Which one?
Google just said that they told me today 3 times. That there
so
was
the
a
second
Captain
one.
Marvel trailer.
Yep, there's a new Captain Marvel trailer.
Are you excited for it?
Yes, still.
I it doesn't.
Along with the other Captain Marvel, I mean Shazam.
It doesn't really look all that. I don't know. I mean, I haven't really watched the previews, but from what I've seen just online and whatnot,
I think I'm done.
Don't care.
Watching previews for it though. I'm going to go watch it. I could see where. Yeah, you could be being burned out.
So. I'm just like, eh.
Is it just too much of an oversaturation of all those superhero movies?
All the superhero movies and stuff like that, yeah. And they're not, I don't think the stories are that great. Well,
they're bringing in a new alien race, though.
Well, yeah, but it's not, they're not telling an interesting story. They're just, here's someone else to fight.
It's another war hero with superhero put on top.
Well, so here's this
I guess
one
that's
guy.
What the speed
here's this one guy. He's really rich and really smart, and he can build stuff. And oh, look, he built himself a suit, and watch him fight guys. Oh, cool. Okay, and now so here's this other guy, and he's like the God of Thunder and stuff, and. Watch him fight people. Oh, cool. Now what happens when they fight together? Well, when they meet each other, they got to fight each other, but then they're going to realize that they're going to be friends. Now let's repeat that 20 million times.
Hey, they did that with the karate or
it's
kung
Dragon
fu.
It's Dragon Ball Z.
They did the karate and kung fu. They did that with the Western movie shows. They did that with the war movies and shows.
Live action Dragon Ball Z. I don't know.
Well, there is that.
I mean, because I have said, like, I like the big epic storylines, and I'm just kind of wanting more story. And like, I guess they're okay action movies. Yeah. If you're just looking for an action movie, you know, if you want to see robots fight, you go watch Transformers or Pacific Rim or Real Steel or something like that, right?
Yeah.
You know, just watch robots fight. Cool. And you want to watch superheroes fight, you go watch the Avengers.
Well, what about the Rocky continuation movies?
I never really enjoyed those either.
Oh, there's Creed now. Literally, the kid that's fighting the guy is based off of the characters from Rocky IV.
Nice.
They are literally characters from Rocky IV.
So, I don't know. I like, you know, Harry Potter, for example. It was more than just, here's someone else for him to fight. It's like, these are challenges that he has to overcome, and here's how he's growing as a person, and you know, he's not going to just beat this the same way that he beats everything else. So, you know, they did a little bit with Civil War, and I kind of liked the conflict there and whatnot, but still, it was just like, let's find a reason for these two to fight. Because, you know, that's the big argument people always have. Like, who would win in a fight between Spider-Man and Iron Man?
Why do you think?
Well, it'd be
Aliens
Spider-Man.
Versus Predator came out, and Jason versus Freddy, and which wasn't even Jason versus Freddy.
They fought.
No, Freddy ended up getting Jason to do his bidding so he could come back and start being in people's nightmares again.
But then, at the end, they fought.
So who won?
I think Jason did.
They went to sleep, and then Freddy was alive still.
But Jason, like, knocked the crap out of Freddy.
But now,
even in the dream.
But now Freddy's in Jason's dreams, and it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. I don't even remember how that one ended that well.
It was terrible. Let's go with that.
I just know that there was a lot of breast implants in that movie. Like, a lot.
I just remember it was a really terrible movie.
I don't think I've seen that movie.
Don't watch it. Not
I'm
worth it.
I'm pretty sure you watched it with me.
I mean, that's how bad it was. You don't even remember.
Yeah, I really don't remember. I remember, like, Alien versus Predator somewhat. I don't even know how that ended.
The Predator helped out the humans?
Yeah. I don't remember that.
And they all killed the alien, I think? Even though the Predator is literally put here on our planet to battle the alien was put on the planet, and then the Predator came to our planet to fight the alien
as a rite of passage
on our planet,
because it's better to do it on someone else's planet than your own planet. And he had made armor out of the exomorph's skeleton or whatever his exoskeleton, so that he wouldn't be burned by the acid, because he's smart. Yep. Even though the inside of it would have been full of acid.
They washed it well.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know. I mean,
lots of saline solution on that.
It's just, I'm kind of sick of those kind of movies, and I kind of want a movie with a little plot to it, a little meat to it. You know? Like, I'm going to go watch the Pokemon movie, but it's going to be dumb. And I'm going to love it. But I don't expect it to give me this amazing plot or anything like that. Right? So.
Do you like smart movies? Things that make you think? That's usually what I tend to like to watch.
You watch weird movies. You watch such weird movies.
There are weird movies, but there are, I mean, just things that make you think. Like Memento.
Lars and the New Girl.
That was not one of my favorite movies.
Teeth, horns. You just pick the weird ones and you start watching them. And I love them, actually, by the way. What was the one with the guy that, Frank, was it? With the big head, the big.
Oh, yeah, it was Frank.
Yeah.
Or like, John dies at the end. I know that you were kind of half asleep or just like hearing it in the background, but I was like watching it. And
soy sauce. I watched it later.
I think you did watch it later, but part of it went in your dream. You said.
No. So she's watching this movie and I'm asleep and the TV's near the bed, but not you know, there. So I couldn't see what was going on the TV and whatnot, but I could hear it. And then I wake up and I'm like, Anna, I had the weirdest dream. And then I explained to her the plot of the movie that she had just watched. And was like, is that a weird dream or what? And she's like, yeah, I just watched the movie. It was pretty good.
Like, that would be a weird dream.
Yeah. So like, subconsciously, it just kind of leaked in at just the right time and boom, dream. So this December 12th that Deadpool's coming out?
Yes, December 12th. Once upon
a Deadpool.
It's just
doing Deadpool 2 again in the theater, right?
As PG-13.
What, they re-edited it to make it PG-13?
They re-edited it. They added, like, I think it's 15 minutes of footage, so which means they makes up for the footage they had probably cut out. Because you don't see Deadpool's mouth moving, guess what? Now you can dub easily.
Shit. Oh, he's doing it for charity, though.
Yes.
First, a portion of the proceeds have to go to charity. Second, I want to kidnap Fred Savage. The second condition.
That's the commercial.
Yeah. I did see something with Fred Savage and Deadpool and stuff. And I noticed some Deadpool 2 advertisements. I didn't know what that was all about. So I'll go watch this. But the thing is again, this isn't a deep story. That's just a funny, violent movie, right?
It'll be less violent, though. It'll be American PG-13, so it'll still be violent.
Yeah.
But
you're allowed to have lots of violence. Just don't show any boobs.
Or you can't say the F word more than once.
Yeah. I read this thing online that I thought was really funny.
And
so
blood or bodily fluid is a bad thing.
So Deadpool is always breaking the third wall, right? Mm-hmm. Like he knows, or the fourth wall, whatever. One of the walls, he's always breaking it. So, I think would be really funny if, like, he's going all the way through the movie and he never drops an F-bomb, right? And then someone else says an F-bomb. And this isn't my idea.
Kinda
I read
like
it
Wolverine.
Somewhere, but I love
yeah.
it. Right? I think someone
said that previously.
Yeah,
previous
someone else
too.
Drops an F-bomb. And then he's like, I was saving that, you son of a...
Because he knows he's in a PG-13 film.
And he knows that he can't say...
With Wolverine or whatever, yeah.
He's got to wait for just a perfect spot to use it. And he was like, I was saving the F-bomb. I was going to say it. You... Can't believe you did this. And it'd be my favorite if it was like Colossus that said it.
Oh. Yeah, because Wolverine just makes sense. Which also with that, apparently Deadpool is going to become part of the MCU officially.
Meaning?
They can put him into all your favorite movies.
The Avenger movies?
Yes. Which is also great because guess what?
No, tell me.
Deadpool kills everybody in the Marvel Universe.
I actually did read that comic. That's one of the few comics I've read all the way through.
What do you think about that?
It was okay. It was too short.
No, I mean, if they turned into a movie.
I don't think they could, really.
Really?
I don't know.
Hey, come on. They already killed half of them right now.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, so his...
And you're right. Dragon Ball Z. Just use the stones to bring everybody back.
So, like, his thing was, right, like, he goes and he kills, like his way of killing Wolverine is he, like, puts him on a thing that like burns him till all his flesh is gone, right?
So he can't regenerate.
But then,
then
he's gonna regenerate, right?
Well, if you destroy all the cells, yeah.
But you can't.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. So he burns them, and like Wolverine's just trapped there, right? And he just burns them and burns them and burns them until there's like nothing left, and he's just gone, right? And then Wolverine like regenerates, comes back. And then as soon as it, like, it's on a timer, so it just burns him again before he's able to, like, really do
gain
anything
his
about
energy
it.
And yeah. Wow.
And so, and he did that with someone else that had the regeneration power, too. Like, there was a couple other people on that. And then, like, yeah, he just went through and killed all the other people. And then at the end, spoiler alert, at the end, he, like, walks into the Marvel studios and finds the person drawing it and kills him.
Yeah.
And then goes to the... Isn't there, like, those people outside of space and time that, like, are watching or whatever?
No, in DC there is. I'm sure there...
No, there is, because one of the times... One of the things where Stan Lee does his thing in it, he's talking to those guys.
Oh, yes.
Anyways, I was rudely interrupted, I don't even remember what movie that was. Guardians of the Galaxy, maybe?
Yes.
But anyways, yeah, so he goes and kills those guys. And, yeah, I mean, it's just, it was interesting, but it wasn't super funny. It's the only Deadpool
the Watchers
I've read. Yeah.
Or The Watcher.
Yeah, that dude.
It reminds me of I think it's The Watchers or Green Lanterns. Like, that's what they kind of... Once again, Marvel and DC just, yeah, you know, borrowing from each other. So there's a lot of characters. Impressive characters that he kills, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was all right. It was a neat read.
Yeah. Mm. So, yeah. So, Once Upon Deadpool.
Are they planning on making that movie?
They've made it.
Deadpool... No, Deadpool kills...
Oh, no, that'd be awesome, though. Oh, we were just talking about that. We were just like, they should do. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm hoping for a new series to come along and just be like that great epic story again, because I'm missing out. And I kind of like the theatrical format, because... And I think I've said it before, like, my one thing against, like, just binging on a TV show is that you don't have a lot of time between to think about what's happened. Like, you just have, like, you're just sitting here, like, great, let's watch the next one, right? So you don't have time to really think about possibilities and try and consider the implications and stuff. And a lot of times with the movies, especially, like, you know, and I'll end up watching them multiple times and then be like, you know, ooh, I never noticed that part, or I never noticed that thing. So, it's nice to have a good movie series that just tells a good story. And it doesn't have to be a deep thinker. It just has to be a good story, a good, like, character development, not just like, we're just gonna fight the next bad guy. And that's what the Avengers and all the Marvel stuff has turned into. And,
well, that's what a lot of comic books have turned into. You have certain stories, you're just fighting the bad guy of the week, and that's what was it Gotham had to get over their first season, was the bad guy of the week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't know. I watched a bunch of Supernatural over the last several months. I'm about halfway through. I haven't watched a ton recently, but they were starting to do that, and then they kind of pulled away, and then they kind of went back. So they're kind of going back and forth from it, because, I mean, to a certain extent, it is nice to see them challenged by certain things and not just like, oh, yeah, it's really easy. We're bad in the bottom department, so we can take out anything that we need to, but
we can't lose because we're the good guys.
Yeah, but it is kind of irritating and Supernatural, because they're like, oh yeah, this character died and then God just brought him back, because who knows, he's God.
Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. Well, at least Dragon Ball Z, you're like, these specific people brought him back and it can't happen again, because I can only bring him back once.
Based on the rules of the Dragon Ball that were created. Sometimes you can bring back.
No, I was about to get to that. Gosh. So yes. He'll never come back. And so then, like, it makes the death mean something. But then they're like, well, if we collect these other Dragon Balls, then we can bring him back because it's a more powerful dragon. And they're like, oh, okay, cool.
Well, it's not just more powerful. It's also, it's different because one dragon they had could bring back a single person or as many times they want. But he could not bring back the entire Earth. While another dragon could bring back everybody once.
Right. Yeah, well, it's just, yeah, whatever. So, but like, at least that, like, yeah, it's the monster of the week, but it, like, introduced a little bit of, like, oh my god, are they actually going to get rid of Goku now?
That might have been the monster of the year, some of those episodes that just went on. Wow.
I really think that's just a show about a bunch of friends pooping in public. Like, I was going to say in the woods, but they're almost never in the woods. They're usually in some desertous area with a lot of mountains that they can be thrown into.
Yeah.
Plateaus or whatnot. Or basically, you know, Arches Natural Park.
Goku did a better job at getting the bad guy away from the populated cities.
Yeah, that's why he's better than Superman.
Yeah. But Superman doesn't need oxygen to breathe. So when they destroy the planet, Superman's still going.
Yeah, but Goku can just teleport.
But doesn't he have to, like, feel the essence of somebody to teleport to them?
He can just teleport wherever he wants.
Oh.
I don't think it's person-based. I think it's just...
Or their aura.
I don't think so.
All right. Well, let's take our break. Because we have Captain Bangles back this week.
Oh, Captain Bangles!
And we'll be right back.
Hello, this is James from Captain Bangles Comics. I'm back. It's been a while, but let's hear about some new books that are coming out December 12th, 2018. Miles Morales Spider-Man number 1 comes out December 12th. It is the restarting of the Miles Morales book since Bendis has left Marvel for DC. So, Saladin Ahmed, who did Black Bolt, and Javier Gordon, who did Ant-Man and Wasp for Marvel just recently, are taking over for Brian Michael Bendis and doing a new Miles Morales story. Should be great, should be fun. I have a few people here that are actually very hyped about it. And, heck, it should be a lot of fun. Batman Damned 2 comes out. If you haven't heard about this book, it is for mature audiences. There's big old controversy about the first issue. The second issue should not last on the shelves, so I would suggest getting into the shop as soon as you can to pick this up. Or pull list. Detective Comics 994 also comes out next week. We're looking at March for Detective Comics 1000. Peter J. Thomasi takes over, so it's actually a great starting point to read this title. And if you're wanting to get some more supernatural fun stuff, that's what's coming down the line. And I have really high hopes for it because Thomasi is an amazing writer who did a great run of Superman back for Rebirth when that first started. Also, I'd be shocked if I didn't talk about this one. The Batman Who Laughs number 1, which is a spinoff from Dark Knight's Metal, taking on the character of one of the villain Batmans. It's going to be a great multiversal story written by Snyder with art from Jock, who did Green Arrow Year 1 and is actually a constant collaborator with Scott Snyder and did the first run of Detective Comics with Scott Snyder called The Black Mirror. Highly, highly, highly recommend that to check that out. And last but not least, this title comes on for a second print, but also issue 2 comes out next week as well. It's called Bitterroot. It's by David Walker with artwork by Sanford Green. Those two worked together on Power Man and Iron Fist back when they were with Marvel. And it's coming out via Image. It's about the Harlem Renaissance. If you're a fan of Shaft and wanting something quite similar but a little interesting, I would actually check it out. The first issue was a great read, and I can't wait till the second one comes out next week, or on the 12th. And this is James from Captain Bangles. Be sure to put some books on your pull lists and support your local comic shop. And you can visit us at 348 North 3rd in Pocatello, or you can actually look us up on Facebook as well. Thank you.
And we're back.
Just a reminder, Dave is still great. Yeah. Dave is great. Break me off a piece of that. Dave is great. Super great.
So.
Dave's great.
I have a question. Especially right. You have taken off days from work for being sick.
Uh-huh.
But.
Have I taken off days to play Fallout?
Yes!
I haven't even bought Fallout.
Oh.
So.
I have no friends.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I haven't bought Fallout. And we just paid off our car.
Oh, nice. Congrats.
Yeah.
That's always good.
Five years early.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The money you're going to save.
We really rushed towards completion on the paying off of the car.
We did.
But that had the effect of me not paying off, because usually I use my card throughout the week and then I pay it off at, every payday.
Mm-hmm.
But instead I just saw that there was a little bit left on the car. Like, if I just did a little bit more,
mm-hmm.
I could just pay off the car. So I did that instead of paying for the credit card weekly. So I owe a whole bunch on the credit card. And so I'm trying not to put more money on that. So I just haven't bought it. But also, I kind of want to change internet providers before I get that, because I feel like I'm going to be really irritated if I have CenturyLink, because it's garbage. Like, it's so bad where I am. Like, my ping is always
internet providers in this
like
area.
I can't. Yeah, it's bad. I can't get above 300 ping in like Counter-Strike on like any server these days, and then, you know, I get disconnected and stuff. So I really haven't bothered dealing with that. I have a question though. Do you have to pay for a subscription or anything like that to play online with it?
Nope.
Because I know if you get like the Xbox version, you have to have a subscription, the gold.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and same thing with PlayStation.
Right. But for the PC, the question was assumed PC. Because Bill knows that I don't have any next generation consoles at this point. So.
Well, I also got it on the PC because I have them all on the PC.
Yeah. But I have been playing Fallout 4 a lot lately.
So it means you're hitting the nostalgia, you're enjoying it, but it also may be, you know, building up the...
I don't know. I was excited for it, and the more I thought about it online all the time, I'm just like, eh. So the thing is, if someone were to purchase Fallout 76 for me, like buy it for me as a gift or whatever, then I would play it. I definitely would play it. But I don't plan on buying it in the short term. And I may end up buying it in like January or something.
Okay. Does your computer have a video card? Like an actual, not the Intel onboard thing, but a legitimate.
I don't think so, actually.
Yeah, a video card first, unfortunately.
Do I?
Yes. I will straight up say that, because this great desktop that we record on, I played. I spent 2 hours in the shelter, made my face, all other stuff, made outside the shelter. And then I lasted anywhere from half a second to 30 minutes before it would just crash on me.
Oh, neat. That is one thing about buying PC games brand new, especially if it's like a game with new technology, which Fallout games tend to like really push the limit. You end up having to troubleshoot your hardware.
Yes. So, and I have an Intel on board, one on this one. I do Adobe. I do all sorts of stuff on this. Cannot play that game because I also don't have any actual video memory. Went to my laptop, which is 3 years older, but has 4 gigs of video RAM on an NVIDIA card. Because it kept on asking.
Oh, but I do have that. I did get one that had it. I'm pretty sure it's on board, but it's a special 3D card.
Then you probably get on that then. So I've been playing on my laptop instead of my desktop. The funny thing is, the first time I went to close it out, when I was like done playing, I played to like 4 o'clock in the morning or something like that. I was like, I really need to get off this. And then I suddenly realized I had no clue how to actually close the game. I'm like, wow, now I know how everyone felt in Sword Art and all those movies.
just alt control delete.
Yeah, apparently. I was thinking about it. I was like, I'm sure there's a way they would. The game just doesn't crash on you all the time.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So are you liking it? Are you?
Yes.
I
finally died once.
So are the...
Because I put myself into a really bad situation.
So all the other players, though, all the other people are other players? Is that still
true?
Yes,
there are. The only NPCs are robots, animals, bees.
So there's no like raiders that you can just go kill for fun without having the like PvP?
Correct.
See, I'm not sure that I like that idea.
But okay, so there's also a radio station. If you want to go kill people, there's a radio station you can tune into, and when 4 people are tuned into it, you are assigned somebody to go kill, and somebody out of that group is assigned to kill you.
Well, no, but so,
but okay, but even with that, so I've had 2 experiences of being shot at. They were very different, and I'm not exactly sure how one of them actually worked. One of them, I got shot with a laser.
Right.
I know this, with the sound, the way it hit. So I hit around. Didn't get hit anymore. No clue where it came from. I started looking around. I think somebody was just like messing with me, or they thought I was something else.
They were shooting at something else and hit you on accident.
Yeah. So, but either way, it actually hit me, and that happened. I'm like, okay. So I was like, okay, people can actually shoot you, because that was the idea of the game, and you know, they're, you know, people. If I'm gonna stay, you know, non-aggressive, then they get a hit, and I just get my stuff back, and die. But that happened.
Right.
But I was in a city. And I was like, wait, and that's the other thing that sucks, is your mic is in immediately on. So I didn't realize I was actually talking to somebody either. I was like, hey, what's up? And I'm just like talking to myself, but I'm actually talking to them through my laptop.
Right.
But they're actually like shooting at me, like point blank. I see them shooting at me. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And we go off and we start doing some random stuff. And then
what do you mean nothing? Like it didn't hurt you?
No. Yeah. Nothing happened to me. Huh. Didn't hurt me, didn't anything.
Interesting.
So that's why I'm confused. I'm like, I had two completely different experiences. I'll admit, that one was within city limits.
Right. So maybe there's like neutral events. Zones or something.
But there was also, this is also the more unlikely spot where I run into the events that happen.
Right.
So I'm going to be dealing with the actual real NPCs.
The robots.
And bugs. And zombies. Oh, I guess there's those. There are
zombies. They're not zombies.
You're right. They're not zombies. That's
insensitive.
Yes. Well,
can you play as a ghoul?
Okay, so there are ghouls that are NPCs.
And you can kill them?
Yes.
And they just wander around. Like, are there any sentient ghouls?
I have not seen any. Well, I'm sure if you like, because there's so much stuff you can change on your face and everything. I'm sure you could make yourself look like a ghoul. Hmm.
But I mean, like, you can't, there's no, like, somewhere you can find that, like, has sentient ghouls. So is there...
I haven't found them yet. I'll go with that.
So is there bottle caps?
Yeah.
How do you get bottle caps?
Same way you do in the other games. You either sell stuff or find it.
No. Okay. Because you got to sell it to someone else.
Can you
sell it to robots?
Yeah.
So the robots are your vendors?
Train station stops that have robots, and also there's a chest that you can just unload your stuff onto. Uh-huh.
Is there any sort of an auction house or anything like that?
I have not seen anything. Though you can still...
But it's not an MMO, really.
Yeah, it's not really an MMO. And you can see where everyone's out on the map. That's the other thing. If you really want to, like, or if you really don't want to deal with anybody, because you can solo this game real easy.
Uh-huh.
If you really don't want to deal with anybody, you'll occasionally see people, but I'm like, whatever, and you just kind of wander off on your own, or you look on the map and you're like, oh, there's where everybody's at. I wonder if that's where the fun stuff is, or I'm just going to walk this way.
Is it randomly generated, or is the map always the map?
The map's always the map.
How big is it?
It's West Virginia. You can walk the Appalachian Trail.
Yeah. I guess that's a hard question to answer.
And I'm like, I haven't got... Remember, I'm the person who looks at all these things.
Yeah,
it took me 2 hours to leave a vault.
Yeah.
The vault. The thing that's the size of your house.
Okay, but you picked up everything in the vault, right?
Everything that I could.
Yes.
Which is about 6 items.
Oh.
Maybe 7. There is a very... You can pick up your Pip-Boy. Okay, maybe... I think
you probably have to pick up your Pip-Boy.
Actually, I could have left my room without picking up Pip-Boy, but it was, I don't know if it would let me leave the vault without picking up the Pip-Boy.
It probably would have been someone like, hey, go grab your Pip-Boy before we progress.
Yeah, hopefully. So you pick up your Pip-Boy, they give you filtered water, Radaway, what's the other one? You know, one that gets your...
Rad-X.
Rad-X. I think they give you some food, they give you a party hat... I guess there's an odd number of items. No, it's even with the Pip-Boy. yeah, I mean, it's super minimal. Like, there's tons of stuff. Oh, they give you a camp. I guess it would be even. I don't know. They give you a camp, which is you're supposed to set this up, and actually.
It's like a Gek, but for one person.
Yeah.
You know what a Gek is,
No
right?
clue. What game's that
how
from?
Many? How many of these have you played?
Since Fallout. 3 and on.
Okay.
Maybe I missed Gex.
A Gek is from 2, and it's featured in every one since then, as far as I'm aware. At least in a little bit. I don't think I've seen it in 4, thinking about it. I don't know.
I admit, I've played 4 and New Vegas more than the others.
It's a Garden of Eden creation kit.
Oh, I vaguely do remember that.
Yeah. So it's a thing that like will basically let you start growing the world back and
okay
and fixing all the radiation and everything. But it's like in a suitcase, which seems weird. But
yeah, it's the same thing with this.
But in Fallout.
So this isn't the, like the Gek. This is more of...
Maybe it was in 3 that was the first time that I had it.
This is more like your base camp
yeah.
type of idea. So this is where you kind of make your stuff to make your other stuff.
Right. Yeah, because I remember in 3 you had to go through this super irradiated area. Like, you had to be very careful not to die from radiation poisoning just to get the Garden of Eden creation kit. And I'm like... Do you think it's still valid if it's completely irradiated? That seems seems odd, but I don't know.
Yeah, there might still be a Gek. But there also there's a lot of green though too. Like this is like not the radiation hasn't really seeped in as much as it has in the other games. This is fairly early.
Yeah.
I think the vault's I think it was only like 20 years after everything, and West Virginia is fairly was fairly safe overall. Fairly.
That's sorry. I'm
no, you're fine.
Looking up the history of Gek on the, and I ended up like finding something that didn't even. Yeah, so it's in Fallout 2. Yeah, and that's the point of Fallout 2 is you got to get the Gek for, because you're a tribal, and your tribe's like running out of stuff, and so you have to go get the Gek. For your little, for your village, but you're tribal in that one. You're not really a vault dweller in Fallout 2.
So kind of like how New Vegas was the same thing. You weren't a vault dweller. You were somebody who didn't die.
Right. Right. And then I guess in Fallout 3, it was used as one of the things you had to do to finish Project Purity. And then
it's not in the others.
I don't think it was in New Vegas or 4.
Yeah, it's only in Fallout Fallout Tactics 2, Fallout Brotherhood of Steel 2.
Yeah, Tactics doesn't count.
I know. Well, does Brotherhood of Steel count?
I don't know. Maybe.
It's probably the same thing, basically.
Yeah, probably not.
Okay, I vaguely remember something about it in 3. But yeah, you've played more of the older Fallouts than I have.
Oh, yeah. They're on Steam. You could get them on Steam. And
I have them. That's there in that mini nuke.
No, they're fun.
Yeah. Really should.
And they're turn-based, so you can do other things while you're doing it.
Whoa.
Shoot, if you were covert, you might be able to do it at work.
Would you go back and play them?
What?
The older ones.
I've never played the old ones, so maybe. I did want to install them, but 4 got me involved too much, so I never actually got them installed. And then
I bought them on Steam, so.
Well, I have these through. These are also through Steam, too. So, but I have the discs, and I can do it. Except for Fallout 76, which is something stupid.
Yeah, it's weird that it's not on Steam, because like everything else is on Steam.
Well, excluding the Steam part, but I meant the physical disc part.
Oh, yeah.
I really didn't like that.
Yeah. You were upset.
Mm-hmm. That's to say something, yeah. Well, we should probably wrap things up.
Okay.
Famous last words. Anna.
I don't know what to say. I guess Dave is awesome.
Dave is great.
Dave is great.
Dave is great.
Because Dave is great.
Break me off a piece of that. Dave is great.